I got some good questions for y'all as I'm looking at the scores homepage and whatnot. First things first, do y'all think Cap is going to get signed? Kaepernick?
I think he is, finally.
I mean,
I think he is only because of, like, how it didn't seem like too many people was, like, really interested in even just giving him a workout over the last couple years. So I'm gonna be real optimistic on that. At the end of the day, I want the man to be back in the league. He was treated unfairly, for sure. He deserves a second chance more than shit. Ray Rice and all them other people. He didn't really do nothing. As far as just believing what he believes in, which is fucking sad that he had to lose out on 6 years of football over that. Like, that's really crazy.
No, I feel you, bro.
And then I think
it's crazy because
I'm gonna say this too, real quick. They made him the example.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy because the other night, you know, we saw how Steve Kerr, you know, went on that little rant. You know, respectfully, of course, he went on that rant. You know, talking about the mass shooting.
And
you know, Steve Kerr, you know, it's not like they're gonna be like, oh, Steve Kerr, you know, he's speaking out of turn. You know, he's using his platform. Like, I don't see the difference in what he did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see the difference in what he did than what, you know, Kaepernick did. Or like a lot of other players that follow Kaepernick's suit. Like a lot of players followed in Kaepernick's footsteps after the fact.
Yeah.
And he was still blackballed.
But he was crazy. Made the example, right.
Which is crazy.
And that's what's messed up about it. Because at the end of the day too, they knew that people wasn't really gonna help really push that agenda if they showed that they did this to this man. You get what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say that nobody else helped. I'm gonna say that nobody else helped to the degree of how Colin Kaepernick was.
Mm.
And that put a hamper on shit because people probably seen that and was like, you know what? I still want to be relevant. I still want a job. I still want this. And he literally prided on himself. And, you know, that shit just doesn't happen like that too often.
Does anyone else want to touch on this before I move on? I feel like he should get signed.
He should at least get another shot. Like, you got a bunch of quarterbacks, old quarterbacks that basically they had to get pushed out the league. Like,
Nick Mullins is not better than Colin Kaepernick.
So one question though on that: if he was to get signed, how long do you think that Colin Kaepernick will stay in the league? Being that he's what, 33?
I thought he was 34.
Yeah, I thought he was 34 too. I thought he was a little older. I'm not expecting a back end, you know, Michael Vick's comeback store, you know.
That's hard. That one a little bit hard to do.
I'm not expecting that, but he might get a little.
If Colin Kaepernick comes in and he has a good year with the Raiders, because I expect him to play some downs. If he comes in and has a good year with the Raiders, I expect, to be honest, and another team gives him a legit shot, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. He could
really.
I think he could play until he's 40. Like at this point, if he comes back, knocks off the rust, looks good, I think he can play till he's 40. Been out the league for 6 years.
I have to see him play.
I gotta see it too.
I gotta see it too, of course. But
it's gonna be the durability because he hasn't been hit in 6 years either. You know?
That's true. That's true.
And I mean like game time hit. Not no barely getting tackled on flag and, you know, doing these little workouts and all that.
But
like, I'm talking about full pad teams.
I hear you. However, you know what? I'm not talking about somebody who, you know, didn't have success in the NFL. He was in a Super Bowl, and I get it was 6 years ago. But I think after a few games or a few weeks, you feel me, in practice and then, you know, getting in the games and feeling that contact, you feel me? I think he'd be all right. I think he'd get right back into it. Honestly, like, I don't see how. Like, I get it. When you jump back into something after not being in it for a long time, you're not gonna pick it up right away. But instinctually, it will come back to you. So, I think he'll be all right. I think he'll be all right. Honestly,
But I'm still gone.
Of course, you're gonna have skepticism.
Yeah, I got to. Also, too, because the game just keeps changing. It just keeps changing.
Yeah.
You got these fast ass defensive linemen coming out.
Come on, man. You got defensive ends and linebackers running 4.3s now out here.
No, what that do? 3.7. 3.77.
Like, bruh.
That's ridiculous. You're too big to be running like that.
And then putting up 25 reps on the bench press. Like, yeah, you should be worried about that. A little bit.
That's a problem. I ain't gonna lie.
A little bit.
I think that was Trayvon, if I'm not mistaken.
And that's the difference between the Vic coming back era too. It was like you can kind of see that little change happening with him too. Like, okay, the game has changed.
Yeah, that's true. He was still cooking them boys. You couldn't touch.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, you still couldn't touch that boy.
Hey, Malcolm,
who's gonna be the best in this room?
Hey, so how you feel about your Steelers snagging Kenny Pickett in the first round? What do you expect this season? Do you expect the playoff berth again?
Not at all.
Really?
We was last in defense last year on damn near every category.
What? That Steelers defense? Nah.
Last year, for the past 2 years, we've been ass. We've been last in defense.
In the secondary, maybe.
And even our rushing yards and all that. I don't really see much happen. I give us 3 years, 2 or 3 years, yeah. But next year, this season coming up, nah, we ain't going to no playoffs. Good team. We went 11-0, and everyone expected us to go to the Super Bowl and lost to Washington, the Lions, and everybody that was ass after that. No, we ain't.
Y'all tied with the Lions. Yeah, that was terrible.
That was a loss. I'm not even going to say tied. We lost.
Hey, man, Steelers fans keeping it real.
But we can't just sit here and say, like, Detroit was that bad. They had half the season was like that.
For they them. Was in every game. What you talking about? Was that last year?
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, wow.
I know we getting ready to get into a new season, so we looking forward to, you feel me, what's coming up.
For sure.
The Lions wasn't getting smacked. I ain't gonna lie.
Every game was a close game.
They wasn't getting like completely dominated. So now they got that.
They was getting smacked by us, and then we just let them back in the game.
I mean, it was a bunch of games like that. Well, which one is saying, like, you
know? It's to me, the worst one is to lose to that team regardless. Like, okay, I'm glad we got the win, bro. Fuck that. I don't care. Like, I don't care if it's a blowout. So, like, don't lose to the Lions. I do not
care.
Same
way I feel about the Jaguars. Last game of the season.
Yeah, I feel that, bro.
Yeah, man, that was horrible.
Can I be honest? Wait. Can I be honest about that real quick? That broke my heart for you, bro.
I was so sad. I took off my coach shirt. Like, I ain't never like reacted that way. I took it off. I'm like, oh, well, I ain't put it back on.
And that sound like me during the 49er game.
Yeah, but I ain't put that. I've been looking at it. I'm like, I'm not. No.
What, bro?
Give me a new one for this year.
I was looking into getting one of them chains. Debo was flexing during that.
Man, I was trying to have my team win that game and
bro.
That would have been
better. Man,
bro. And that's the hardest part about being like a fan, like friends with a fan of a rival team, bro. Because I swear to God, I don't want y'all to win, especially not against us. Oh right. My God, bro. Because then I gotta hear about it, like until the next time. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God. And then we don't play in the same division, so it's like, I mean, conference. Okay, we might see each other again, but who knows when that's gonna be? I mean. This dude, he a Coast fan. Apparently,
I was about to say, I already know who you're talking about. Yeah, you're going to hear about it.
Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. Until you beat us, bro.
Even though that teammate, you know, lost to the
Jaguars. Last three times, though.
Ain't been to no AFC Championship game or no Super Bowl in the last, like, how many years? 7, 8, 9? How many
years? Hey, what about before y'all? Like, before, man, I ain't going to even lie. Y'all been on a little run. Okay. I get it. Y'all had that down year, 4-12. Okay,
who was cool. On hot shit? We've been on hot shit. You feel me?
Lately, you know.
Feel me?
Y'all still got to dust off the rings, though.
Honestly, we was on hot shit with Kaepernick too. Who want to be honest? Feel me?
Y'all still got to dust off the rings, though.
What you mean?
Like no 2000 rings.
No. We do need some new rings, bro. Yeah.
Like you know the
2000 rings.
Like you know the gold coming off the thing. Like we don't even know. Like we don't know what's coming.
Hey, but you know what though? You know it's crazy because the one thing that growing up, you know, growing in high school, people say, oh, what your team doing now? What your team doing now? But it's crazy. It's crazy because if I'm a real fan of my team, you feel me? Like, since day one, like, I'm a fan of my whole team, the whole nation, the whole franchise, bro. I don't want to hear about none of that, bro. Just when the Lakers was down. I was a Lakers and a Niners fan when both the teams were bad. And it was same time, bro. Do you know how
– When were they bad? The Lakers.
This was
When were the Lakers and the 49ers bad at the same time?
2015 and 2016.
Thank you. Kobe last 2 years and the year before that, ass.
And then y'all remember after 2012, the Niners haven't been good until like 2018, 2017. You know
when they got in the playoffs and the Super Bowl and shit.
When they got Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
When
y'all lost because of the lights.
All right, the lights went off.
All right, bro. Cowboys fan.
Cheating
to
shit.
Me, to me.
I'm here, not even making fun of
y'all. All right, bro. Hey, I just want to say.
Hey, Beyonce. Cool, hey, she did. Hey,
we go in and every year. I get it.
Hey, I just want to say, though, I didn't have to, but I just wrote a paper on Jerry Jones, you feel me? I didn't know that he was going to buy the Chargers
first. Bro, he was going to buy a whole bunch of teams since the 70s.
Like, bro, he should have bought the Chargers of me. That was way...
The Texans.
Now, if he would have bought the Chargers, this Chargers team would not be put together right now. Like,
oh, God. Hell
no. Like, yeah, this team would not...
Jerry would have been drafting.
He would have did a little bit better though.
I think he would have did a little bit better because let's not act like the Chargers have had success. I don't even remember
them.
They
had some names come through. I ain't gonna lie, they had some names come
through. Yeah, Gates, Tomlin,
Breeze.
Okay, I'm not saying Philip Rivers like that. I'm sorry, like
you know he don't like Philip.
I'm not gonna say Breeze.
Okay, but bro,
Phillip
like
Rivers has a name because of that.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, and he's gonna go anyway. I'm telling you, jeez. That's crazy.
Well, okay, it's a lot of people that's like that.
Hey, I really don't feel like
he's like Penny.
He got two of them things.
Yeah, like, but
Phillip should go. Don't try and do that, bro. Nah. Any be Tom Brady to do it. Like,
everybody say that, but it's like, bro, honestly, can we be real? Like, that defense wasn't carrying them. Like, just saying, bro. I'm not an Eli Manning hater, so
I was about to say, man, that boy, he don't do nothing to nobody. That boy just smile.
I'm not hating on Eli Manning. He did do that thing. Glad he beat Tom Brady, Mark F.
That was a dot, bro. That was a good catch by the receiver, but that was a dot. You have to throw that thing perfectly.
Hey, man.
That
hey, man.
Robo,
so,
man. We're not going to talk about it, though, but it's okay.
Hey, so wait, real quick, y'all. The other night, I presented Chuck my top five wide receivers going into 2022. What you mean? Oh, man, but first, you didn't even give me a list back. That's one. Two, I want to know what Malcolm and Makai think about my list.
Go for it. I want to hear this.
Hopefully, Devontae in first or second.
Damn, that's crazy. Y'all didn't look at my Instagram. Y'all ain't listen to the audio. That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
I be posting shit, bro. I post it in the chat every time. Y'all just be like, oh yeah, he just
posted. Your shit don't pop up on my damn Instagram at all.
Bro, I always say link in my bio. You don't watch my stories.
I don't see your story. Don't pop up on my shit at all.
All right, bro. This nigga lying, bro. Anyway, look, this is what happened, bro. So my top five receivers, you feel me, going into 2022. Devontae Adams. Where am I list at? I remember the list. Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Debo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase.
The same shit as last year?
That is not the same as last year.
Oh, you got Cup in your shit last year?
But going into the season?
Yeah.
Hell no. Because Cup wasn't even a 1,000-yard receiver before last
year. Before that, on God, he wasn't.
I mean, No, he was not, bro. I have the numbers. Trust me, this is why y'all think I'm be throwing shade on Cooper Cup. Like, no, I have them numbers ready.
But Cup wasn't ass.
He's not an X receiver.
He's never doing what he did this year at all.
I'm just saying he's not an X receiver. I give
him. I mean,
before you comment, real quick, I just want to say, out of respect, Matthew Stafford, like y'all know how some people say KD and Golden State, they needed each other. Stafford and Kupp, they needed each other, and that was obvious, bro. That was obvious. Okay, go ahead.
He went 974 last year. That's not really that bad.
It's not, but
and Robert Woods had 1,100 yards. So,
but Robert Woods put up identical numbers to that. And you talking about the year before the triple crown, right?
Yeah, I don't think Kupp would have got these numbers if Robert Woods didn't get hurt.
Not just that, but Matthew Stafford was force feeding him from day one. Like, they have a connection, and I respect that. Like, Adams and Rodgers had that connection. Mahomes, hell, you feel me? And I respect that.
So when you look at based on what you said, that's like the first year quarterback on the new team.
Well, you said yeah, first year quarterback, but Matthew Stafford has a history of force feeding his ex receivers or his number ones, I should say, not ex, but number ones.
Say that again. Big history.
I mean, obviously you're gonna feed Megatron. Now we can't just say
history.
Who's not feeding a guy you could throw it up triple cover?
How about Kenny Golladay led the league in touchdowns a couple of years ago with 11. When he got to New York, zero touchdowns.
So look who's throwing the rock, bro.
Not one touchdown the whole season?
Look who's throwing the rock, bro.
I don't want to hear that, bro. You not one touchdown the whole season? Don't act like Daniel Jones don't have some kind of upward potential. Sterling Shepard was catching touchdowns.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Kenny Golladay, I remember. Kenny Golladay, the guy that was dropping touchdowns, actually. He was dropping them. He had wide open touchdowns.
He was dropping them open bitches on God.
He was dropping touchdowns. Are you shit? Like, what? He was dropping buckets. Like,
but my point is.
He would have had two.
But my point.
But Kenny Golladay has only had 2 1,000-yard seasons in his career.
That was with Matthew Stafford, right?
Yeah.
And he was the number one receiver.
He was the number one receiver at the time.
I think he was the only receiver at the time.
I think they had Marvin Jones, who was also getting the ball.
Marvin Jones was kind of
he was getting the ball though. Marvin Jones was a reliable receiver for them.
Yeah, well, he could stay on the court on the field. I was about to say the court, yeah. On the field.
Oh my god, they had Jim Caldwell that year. That's fucking terrible. And they went 9-7 still.
With Kenny Golladay and Matthew Stafford, right?
Caldwell
wasn't a back.
Golden Tate. That's who it was. Golden Tate.
We all know
Cody.
Tate was nice.
He was in the slot.
He's not an X, though.
Bro, Marvin Jones, Tate, and Golladay.
That was pretty nasty.
And he was still – wait, so wait.
Who was
so
the running back that year? Was it
– oh, my God. They had Blunt? Jamal Agnew.
Huh?
They had Jamal Agnew with that team?
Exactly.
That's why they won nine games. They had really good receivers.
They had Amir Abdullah.
That was last year. Nah, he was kind of solid, bro.
No, I'm doing that, bro.
They had Ebron.
He was solid, bro.
He weak. I don't know about that. He was weak.
He was one of those
running backs that you could kind of like, you know,
weak.
Put him out the in the slot, you know.
Weak.
Man, don't do my boy, bro.
Bro, he was weak.
He was nasty.
So it's the reason why he a third, fourth stringer right now. You feel me?
Nah, he was nasty.
I mean, look how old he is. They don't running backs.
Bro, he was a third, fourth stringer back then too, bro. Weak, bro.
No, he wasn't, bro. Don't even do that.
He is, bro.
Hold on, real quick. Sorry, Makai.
I just want to say something just to get on this nigga head real quick. I bet you Amir Abdullah never had more than 800 yards in the season.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I even got to look it up. I bet you never had more than 800 yards in the season.
Let's see.
I bet you never even cracked it.
No, I never cracked it.
Not even close, huh?
The closest would be 597.
Woo! Not even close.
That's what I'm saying. He was solid. He wasn't like
what?
You said
What is average per carry?
His average per carry in what year?
Give me whole career and give me that 597 year.
Okay.
I'm running one more.
Average per carry.
And how many receiving yards?
3.8 yards career.
That's not bad. No, 3.8. That's 3.8.
That's damn near four.
Yeah, that's four. No, that's good.
Average per carry is 5.6.
Not compared to other niggas that was getting 4.5 and 5.
No, hold on, hold on, Malcolm. You got to look at it from.
I mean, my nigga ain't Derrick Henry now.
You hold on, bro. Yeah, hold on, bro. You play football.
Even receiving yards, he didn't. He wasn't like, nah.
Yeah, nah, he's not a receiver. But that 3.8, that is nice. That is
for the
nice.
Career.
That is nice. I'll give you that. That's good. Like, you feel me? 3.8 yards a carry.
I'm going to say this, though.
Damn, this boy don't even play.
The reason why his yards per carry went up is when he made the shift to Minnesota.
Oh, of course.
Because, like, right once he gets traded from Minnesota,
I remember him being on that roster.
4.8.
I don't remember him being on
that roster. I remember him being on the roster because Cook got hurt, and he was the backup to Madison. You feel me? Yeah, I remember him being on
it. Damn.
In fact, Amir Abdullah was on the special teams. I think for the last two seasons he's been on Vikings special teams, if I'm correct. But that we're talking about an irrelevant player right now. Can we just talk about something?
Yeah,
we spent a lot of time on that just now.
CeeDee Lamb on number one receivers.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I'll get into CeeDee Lamb in a second. Right, Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Deebo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase.
That's pretty solid.
And
I don't agree. I just think Davante Adams is going to take a hit this year.
Okay.
A couple people to take a hit this year.
I'm going to say Tyreek going to take a hit. Justin Jefferson gonna explode.
You think? I think I can sell you on Tyreek because I got sold. I got sold on Tyreek earlier today when I was listening to.
Tyreek gonna be solid.
I feel like Waddle and Hill.
One of them gonna take off.
No, I feel like they both are gonna have a great year.
They gonna
and, you hearing it here first. I think they both gonna have a great year because of what they can do with the ball in their hands. And they don't need to. Tua can throw the ball 5 yards. He can hand the ball off. Bro, them dudes can run past people. They're gonna get the yards. They're gonna be great fantasy options. I mean,
they're gonna get burnt out. They're gonna be the only targets, and it's gonna be too.
Well, I don't think so. When you got Gesicki, when you got Raheem Mostert and Chase Edmonds, a receiving back. No,
they got five receiving backs.
Yeah, they don't have. Yeah, that's not the only option, bro. And they still kept. Did they keep Devontae Parker?
I really want to say this about their offense. Like, they did that for Tua. I don't think that they trust his arm, like, all the way.
Hell no.
That's why they got four
niggas making it throw throws
like that, so he can have a lot of checkdowns instead of being a Waddle down the field. And
there's going to be a lot of running the ball, bubble screens, like. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get through.
There's gonna be a lot of Gesicki
in the goal, and on third down in the goal line, for sure.
I got a good five for you.
Talk to me. And before you go, real quick, I just want to say, Ja'Marr Chase. I just want to say Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, real quick. I want to read this to you guys, Justin Jefferson. Jefferson handled press man coverage like a seasoned veteran in his 2020 rookie campaign. Despite that not being his forte in college, in 2021 was no different. When going toe-to-toe with press coverage on the outside this season, Jefferson generated an NFL-leading 3.29 yards per route run. In second place was his former teammate Ja'Marr Chase at 2.77. Jefferson earned a 90.7 receiving grade on such reps this season, making him the lone receiver in the NFL to surpass an 85.0 mark on those plays. Ja'Marr Chase, only two wide receivers, Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings and Davante Adams of the Green Bay Packers, earned a higher grade than Chase against single coverage this season. Chase's 868 yards receiving on such plays led the NFL this regular season. The former LSU star looked like the complete package in college during the Tigers' historic 2019 campaign, and that's carried into his rookie campaign. With his play strength, route running, deep speed, release, ball skills, and after the catch ability, Chase is destined to be a routine top five wide receiver in the NFL. These are why these two guys have to round up my top five. I'm sorry. And that's what I wanted to say about the eye test that Chuck mentioned yesterday, or the day that we did the recording. Like, yeah, these guys, they put up the numbers. They put up the numbers, but when I watch them play, like Ja'Marr Chase, bro, you can line up in the slot.
And I know that you'd be a, like, so much more deadly in the slot because, like, you're a true X receiver. You've shown me that. Justin Jefferson, you're a true X receiver. You're doing this on a run-heavy team where Dalvin Cook is really the first option. But Justin Jefferson, you're the best option, obviously. Like, and they graded – I mean, Cooper Kupp isn't even mentioned in neither of those descriptions against single coverage this season. He's – like I said, he's more of a slot receiver, especially in my opinion. I don't think he's an X.
He's not. Was he Julian Edelman an X?
Hell no.
He just like Julian Edelman.
Appreciate that insight. Feel me? But I just want to read that to y'all, and I just want y'all to like get some understanding on why I had these two guys running on my top five. It wasn't just the numbers, it's just the eye test, it's everything. You feel me?
Well, no, I got Jamar Chase on my top five this year.
Yeah, no, I'm just doing a little context and everything.
I for sure got Jamar Chase this year.
I'm probably on the same shit as Charlie.
Shit, I wouldn't even be surprised if Marquise Brown.
Oh, no. Where did he go? I forgot.
That's the Cardinals. Five, but oh, I got a couple receivers that's taking leaps this year for sure.
Oh, yeah. Tell me who you got taking the leap. I can't wait to hear this. But tell me your top five. Tell me who you got. Like, talk to me. Yeah, y'all talk to me, man.
Pittman.
Okay.
You think Pittman?
Yeah, definitely.
He cracked my six. He's like tied for six for me.
Are we talking? I'm sorry. Are we talking fantasy? Are we talking about just NFL period or both? Like we talking like.
Oh no, not fantasy yet.
I thought you were talking about NFL.
Yeah, not fantasy. Yeah, yet. Yeah, not yet. Sure. Okay. Okay.
Nah, but in terms, yeah, I feel like we got more weapons now. We finally got bigger receivers, man.
Who was we?
The Colts.
Me and the Colts. I'm representing my organization right now.
Okay. Yes,
Cowboys fan.
No respect.
Man, hey.
But
come on.
I got Matt Ryan in my top five quarterback this year. So.
Oh my God, we do this
thank
year.
You.
You said
you got,
Matt
you got
Ryan?
Trey Lance in there?
Yes.
What's up, Trey Lance?
Matt Ryan.
Bro, the Colts gonna make the play. Oh, no. Hold on. Hey.
I'm just asking a question.
Are the Colts going to win the division this year? Because they should have won it last year.
In fact,
they should have made it to the playoffs. But my God, Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars went into Indy. Or did y'all go into Jaguars? I can't remember. But I think they went to. Oh, y'all went into Duval and lost. Okay, and I
Duval County.
Yeah, I went in none of that.
You fucking lost like $50 on that game.
That's crazy.
Man, I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry. You see how you gotta apologize on behalf of the team? Because you lost $50 because you bet on the Colts? Come on, man.
You know how many people lost money betting on y'all in the playoffs this year?
In the playoffs. Ooh. And I bet you they won some money betting on the Dallas and Green Bay game. I bet you that.
Neither one of those is San Francisco.
At least they had the chance to bet on us in the playoffs. But let's not take it there, bro. Yeah, let's not take it there, bro.
Hey, man, you can't. I don't even know why I'm entertaining you. Y'all still got to beat us, bro. It's been 3 years.
All right, bro. You feel me?
Y'all still got to beat us, bro. It's been 3 years. Now.
It's okay, bro. Y'all in the AFC, you feel me? I hope y'all make the playoffs.
Playoffs.
You feel me? And then like I said, it'll be the most disappointing.
They've been back-to-back winners. They've been talking about your division
I don't want you to say nothing about his division when I'm about to get on yours because that's the softest division in the league right now. Hands down. What you mean?
Which one?
The AFC South, the Texans. Davis Mills, whoever. Who's on the back end for them? Because Justin Reed is gone. Like, who they got on the line? Like, is the linebacker? Well, I forget his name. But Najee McKinney, is he even still there? I don't even remember.
I don't watch the Texans. I don't know.
Phillip Lindsay is the running back.
Brandon Cooks East is the worst.
Hold on.
Brandon Cooks be getting off.
Brandon Cooks is the only player on that quarterback team you can rely on. Hold on. But he's the only player on that team. Literally, the other names I just named, like you, Bernard McKinney, you ain't even heard nothing about him last year. Phillip Lindsay,
shit.
I think he's backing somebody up over there. I can't even name him. Who's the other receiver outside of, like, Brandon Cooks, Kiki Kuti? Like, like you
Brevin
me?
Jordan.
Who's the tight end? Fierdewitz?
Like Brevin Jordan.
Oh, my goodness. Like, the Texans
you on one team. Let's talk about. All right, let's keep going.
Okay, the Titans. No AJ Brown.
Now it's not okay. Now, but they replaced him.
Y'all was supposed to beat them last year, but okay, no AJ Brown, no Julio Jones, he's gone. Ryan Tannehill, his replacement was drafted, so who knows if he's even gonna have a decent season. They're a run heavy team. They don't have a good pass rush. Their secondary is suspect. They have to shore that up. We have to see if it's gonna be good. The Titans got worse in the offseason, and you guys got better. You're supposed to beat them. You're supposed to be. If you guys lose to them, it's gonna be crazy. And then the Jaguars, it's the Jaguars. And yeah, you could say on paper the Jaguars got better.
For one, the Titans didn't even have their running back that had 1,500 and was damn near still top five, you know, after not playing eight games.
And now they're down 2,000-yard Pro Bowl receivers. They're gone.
Bro, Julio Jones, when the last time he cracked 1,000?
Doesn't matter.
You know why he doesn't? Like the last 2 years.
You know why he doesn't? Robert Woods is their leading receiver, and I respect the hell out of Robert Woods all day. But he's a blocking receiver. He's not like an explosive elite deep threat. Like he's not Michael Thomas. Not to be like, I don't like Michael Thomas.
No, you said you didn't like him.
Saying it right now. I don't like him like that. But is Michael Thomas like better? Is he not better than Robert Woods? Or are they on the same plane?
He's absolutely better.
Nobody answer that.
Am I not supposed to show respect?
He don't need that.
All right.
You said he's trash. You disrespected the hometown. You said slant man.
To be honest, I wasn't the first one to start saying that slant man thing. But yeah, bro can't even run a post route. Like what am I supposed to do?
So what are you saying he's running?
What am I supposed to do with him?
What is he running then if he's not running post? He can run curls and what?
All right, yeah, curls and
come back. Hey, no, he listen. Come back. It's awesome. Okay. You act like he's big. Oh, you just got to go deep. Run straight. No.
He ain't doing that.
It's a whole route tree.
It's a limited route tree. That's what you're saying. It's a limited route tree. That's what it is. Mike Evans is better than Mike Thomas.
Oh my God.
It's been that way.
Oh my God.
It's been that way, bro.
You know what? I expect you to say that.
He loves Mike Evans.
Oh my God. How?
Bro, I could pull up the numbers.
What do you mean?
I could pull up the numbers.
Pull up Mike Evans' numbers. I'm pulling up Mike Thomas' numbers.
The continuous 1,000-yard receiver? I got you. I got you right here.
Hey, he was on record last year saying he got force fed to the 1,000.
Who?
Mike Evans.
But guess what? Michael Thomas is also every year 1,000-yard receiver.
Exactly. Besides when he got hurt.
Except for last year.
Yeah, but you know what though? Mike Evans has been able to do it opposite another 1,000-yard receiver. That's more impressive. Say it's not so.
Oh my! Didn't they have Brandon Cooks?
What you mean? Didn't they have Brandon Cooks? You know what? Wait, Brandon Cooks and Michael Thomas on the same team? Did they play a full season together?
Yes.
Did they both have 1,000 yards?
I don't know.
Exactly. There we go, right there. Because I will give you. I swear to God, I will give you the respect that Michael Thomas, Brandon Cooks be on the same team. Because I respect Brandon Cooks. I've talked about how he's grown out as a receiver. I love Brandon Cooks.
Yep. In 2015,
they both had 1,000 yards.
Yep.
Drew Brees, okay, Drew. Okay.
Fire. Yeah. Put some respect on that name, boy.
Brandon Cooks got a nice. Hold on. Y'all have heard me talk great about Brandon Cooks.
I'm just saying.
I didn't even have 1,000 yards.
I mean, we all know Brandon Cooks with the concussions, bro. We already know what it is. If he can stay healthy, he'd probably be the best. He'd probably be top five receivers. Let's be real.
No cap. Yeah. He's doing it with the Texans. You could go with anybody.
But Mr. Slant Man, you feel me? As you would say. Nah, because that's your name for you.
I call him Slant Thomas.
Yeah, but you know what? Mike Evans, his route tree isn't as limited. And that's why I fuck with him more. You feel me? And they probably have the same agility, but I think Mike's a little faster. Not a lot, just a little faster.
Say which Mike, man. You can't just.
Mike Evans. You know which Mike I'm talking about, bro.
Right, we know which Mike Evans is.
Yeah, I think Mike's a little I think Mike's a little taller, a little faster, a little more agile, and has not such a limited route tree. Now you can send Mike deep. You can send him on a deep post. You can send him like he'll, you feel me? Snatch the ball, get a little separation. He's got agility. He has underrated agility. You know, he's always been top five to me. I know he ain't always been top five to y'all, but you feel me? At this point in his career, I don't understand why he's not top five. Like, and even though I didn't mention him in my top five. You feel me? It's just, and that was even harder for him to crack the top five because he's got to play with so many other great receivers on the team. Like, but he's still doing his thing.
Before Godwin, who did he play with?
I think Godwin came in the year after, or was Godwin?
Yeah, they were back to back.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I think Mike Evans. I ain't gonna lie to you, and I could be wrong. Please forgive me. I think he played with Vincent Jackson.
That's who it was. There you go.
He did.
It was a name. Yeah, I was like, okay.
It was right after that San Diego.
And he was Vincent Jackson retired.
Vincent Jackson was a dog.
Yeah, he was.
Vincent cold. Jackson was a dog. I give him that.
I miss Vincent Jackson. I miss Steve Smith.
Steve Smith is coaching the receivers for the Giants now.
Hey, it's in the game. Lit.
And they need some hands, though.
They need a nigga to get on their ass.
He about to come back like Eric Weddle.
He really need to get on their ass because you know you got to deal with a bum quarterback. You feel me? You gotta adjust. Yeah. Oh, sure. And Andre Johnson, I miss him too.
Wait, so you good?
Nah, man.
What you mean, nah? What you mean, nah?
He played for us one year, man.
That was because it was empty.
That shit was hard. I mean, he was at the back end, though. I ain't gonna lie, but you know.
Right. But we're rolling.
But yeah, who you got in your top?
I miss Reggie Wayne, though. That's who I miss.
Fuck Reggie Wayne, man. I used to hate that fucking.
That's my guy.
He used to make me mad. Him and the tight end
Dallas Clark.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, that boy cold.
Dallas Clark used to fucking piss me off.
That boy used to be fucking every defense up, bro. You cannot stop
him. And then Bob Sanders, if he stayed healthy,
he used to injure
me. I ain't gonna get on that because I used to hate, man.
Bro, he used to literally hit somebody and they'd both be on the ground. He'd be hurt more than that. Like, that's weak, bro. What are you doing? Just make a form tackle at that point.
Okay, so I do got a little my little top five receivers.
Man. I'm all right. I got you right here.
Just wait. This is fantasy or
no. I didn't name fantasy receiver. I just named going into the season as receivers.
Hold on, real quick. I just seen something now in football. It just blew my mind.
Okay.
Really quick. Because this man's already in my top five this year. This is crazy. Okay, so Tyler Boyd had 800 yards last
year. Tyler Boyd is in your top five fantasy.
No. Listen. Tyler Boyd had 800-plus yards, five touchdowns last year. T. Higgins had 1,000 yards. And then Jamar Chase had 1,400 yards. Like, Jamar Chase literally almost threw 1,000-yard seasons for three receivers.
Joe Mixon almost cracked 1,000 yards, if I'm not, or I think he did crack 1,000 yards.
That shit is, I just now seen that.
When the playoffs were beginning last year, I had looked up these numbers, and it was the first time or the only time that a player or a team has had 3,000-yard players from scrimmage, three or more 1,000-yard players from scrimmage, all under 26. That is crazy. That is crazy, bro.
Because their team is already young.
They lit, bro, on me. But you know
what?
You
can tell this time.
And when I was playing last year, they was lit, bro. CJ was on me, even though he didn't have a great season. He was all up in the cameras. You feel me? Joe Mixon was all up in the cameras. Like, they was lit.
My five quarterbacks is for sure.
I can't wait to do like, I think some episodes we might do two positions at a time, you know, just to get it out the way. Because even though we got a lot of time, but I do want to get into quarterbacks, DNs, linebackers, safeties, corners, running backs, everything. Maybe not offensive linemen, but we might be.
No, we could do that. We already know who one is.
Oh yeah, my boy Trent Williams. You feel me? On me.
My boy Big Q.
And Trent had a better PFF grade than Big Q. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last year, when Big Q was hurt.
What about the year before? When Trent Williams was hurt, you mean? Year before that? Like.
Oh. So now you want to say he was hurt?
Okay. I'm just saying, bro. Trent Williams is the best in the league right now.
I'm just saying he wasn't.
Going into this year, it's proven. So. Yeah, well, Trent Williams is still the best in the league right now. So.
So that man,
prove it.
I mean, he did the year before. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but right now. Last year.
I guess.
90, the highest grade by a lineman ever, by the way. 98.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I have to look more into that.
Yeah, definitely.
You start to throw out, you know, false
names. Oh, let me go ahead. Pull it up for you. I'll see your screenshot. Go ahead.
This is the piece that you can't help out.
Trent Williams PFF grade.
No, look up the highest ever.
Remember for a lineman?
No, that's what I'm. That's what you said.
I said for a lineman. I said for a lineman. Okay, so the overall grade was 97.8, right? Quentin. Okay, hold on, let's just look at it. Highest.
Yeah, you can look up Quentin.
PFF grade ever for an. I'm typing in the wrong shit.
Let me look up Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, look that little shit up. Wait, when did this article come out?
Whoa, first is Saxton Loud, huh?
You talking about your boy?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Overall, you nice.
Who?
Quentin Nelson.
Oh yeah, I can't go against Quentin.
Yeah, nah. That's
okay,
boy,
so
I'm confused on why my boy like he trying to like downgrade. I'm like, damn.
I'm not trying to down nothing, bro. I'm just saying, Trent Williams. You said the best, and I have to say my boy.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm the best.
Wait, so we're labeling Trent Williams the best offensive lineman? Period.
No, I'm labeling Quentin Nelson.
In the league right now, yes, I am.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm like I didn't even know.
You come off the injury you did. You feel me? You come into the season. You play a full season. Have the highest grade.
My boy was hurt too.
Ever, bro. I just read an article from 2019. So I obviously got to find the grades from 2020 and 2021. But if I believe I'm correct here in saying this is the highest grade ever recorded in Player Football Focus ever, not just for linemen. So I'm just saying, like the boy. The man has proven himself.
They had Andrew Whitworth.
Who had Andrew Whitworth?
Pro Football Focus.
They looking at it
right now.
Oh, what is it?
They got Quentin Nelson third.
What is it?
Andrew Whitworth is first.
Well, what's the score though? What's the grade?
First season, yeah. See, he's been doing it before they did it. let me see. 98.3
for
Trent Williams.
Hold on. I'm about to say, damn. Look at me getting fact checked. I was going to be hurt. 98.3.
Damn, wait, did they do it by? Oh, they did. I'll see how they did it. Okay.
This dude quit. 9.1.
98.3 seems to be the highest right now. 98.3. Then I see a 94.2. Zach Martin.
I think Tom Brady had like a 94.
There he goes. That's what it was. Zach Martin. That nigga nice.
Creed Humphrey is 91.4.
He had a good season, bro.
Who, Zach Martin?
No, Creed Humphrey. He had a damn good season, bro.
Joel Bitonio, 93.6.
I think his name. I think his name is Bitonio.
I never heard of that lineman.
What? No, he nice in Cleveland. On me,
yeah.
Nice.
I never heard it, bro.
He been nice for years.
You know who was taking it? You know who's taking away a lot of his glory, probably?
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, it was the center, bro.
I thought he was the left tackle.
Was he the left tackle?
I thought he was the left tackle.
Oh yeah. Joe Thomas.
Yeah. Okay. On me.
Nah, he was nice. He was crazy.
What? Hey, he was holding it down on that.
He was crazy.
Years.
That's what I'm like. Yeah, he was crazy.
Oh my goodness. And I think he was there for one of Baker Mayfield's years.
He was. I think it was his last year.
He had to get up out of there.
He probably was like, hell
no. No, I think he retired in Cleveland.
He did. He probably was like, hell no, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he had to get up out of there.
He like, nah, this y'all brought in, that's it.
Baker boo boo.
Those are the closest ones. I just said, nobody else is even cracking 90 right now.
Damn, not Quentin Nelson?
Quentin Nelson had 69. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I thought Quentin Nelson had a 90 one of them years.
Andrew Whitworth last year had 86.1.
Or maybe Quentin Nelson was just ranked 90 on the top 100.
No, he was ranked, he was the highest ranked lineman.
And he was ranked high one of them years. I was like, oh me.
It was the year before last.
I think it was his second year, right?
Yeah.
Damn, man, we got two.
I don't care what nobody say. He better not get hurt this year.
Yeah, all y'all have was Tom Compton is 86.4 and Trent Williams 98.3. After that, the next best will probably be between Tampa Bay and Cowboys.
Yep.
Can we agree that – damn, it's midnight?
Yeah.
I don't like pro football, fucking.
I do.
And you know, it's new. It's just new.
I love it.
It's only like 6 years old.
I love it.
I know, it is. It's real new, but it's like, I don't know.
But, like, not like that. Like, what do you think somebody like Calvin Johnson, pro football focus, would be? Or Adrian Peterson in 2014? Like, you know.
People like him and Ocho Cinco, they numbers will pop out a lot more.
Exactly.
What do you think Randy Moss would in 2018? Was it 2018? I meant to say when they went 18-0.
2018 Moss. I don't think I want that one.
Well, I don't want Moss, honestly.
When he was new in New
England. You don't want no Moss? I'm like, hey.
I'm saying, if I'm going against Moss, I don't want I don't care how old Moss is. I don't want to go against
him. I do want to ask you guys one more question before we get up out of here, because there's a lot of audio. I do want to keep talking to y'all. That was crazy. Can we agree that Jonathan Taylor should be the consensus number one pick in fantasy this year? I don't think so. Oh.
The Colts.
I feel like we can pass the rock this year, bro.
No, you know, the Colts coach said that he is intending on throwing the rock a lot more, and he's going to get Nyheim Hines more snaps, and he's going to be the one that's fielding the ball more. So that takes away from Jonathan Taylor's production.
That is a huge – that really – wow, that drops his stock. And it's crazy but I don't think – it only drops his stock a little bit, not as much as a lot of people think, because let's not forget, Jonathan Taylor was a great receiving back last year, and I would know. So he was great.
Right, he was riding on him all year.
We also had both of them out there at the same time.
I remember the game Jonathan Taylor had four touchdowns. He broke off.
He broke off for a
76-yard touchdown off a screen.
The man was getting like 200 damn rushing yards a game. Shit like that. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm striving for 2K again. I'm gonna get everybody.
Yeah, you can have 2K. Just give me the title again.
You're not getting that.
That's how I feel.
I wanna be that dominant again. All the way to the title. Or some 73-9 type shit. But I'm gonna win it.
Cause what's the point of going 16-0 for the whole season?
But you just saying that because you won. And it's been a whole different story. Like I said, I can't wait to drop the diss track on your weak ass.
Yeah,
get him.
Y'all need to call the rap gods. You're gonna have to call the rap gods.
You're gonna need it, man. Had an ambulance on standby. Off, man. Yes, no, you did not. Don't talk.
Better be glad I didn't, though.
I better be glad.
Everybody, I would have won.
Bro, like Michael Parsons for defensive player of the year.
Look at what happened after that. Like, I was looking at my scores. I was looking at everybody else's scores. I paid attention. I was like, oh yeah,
pure luck. Bro, it was luck that Justin Herbert sold me against the Texans and Jonathan Taylor. You feel me?
Wasn't you just talking about the Texans? Everybody was fearing you with late season injuries. That's the only thing that stopped you, really.
The only thing that stopped me, bro, was
the late season injuries.
The only thing that stopped me was Justin Herbert sold me against the Texans, and George Kittle sold me in that same week. George Kittle and Justin Herbert sold me in that same weak. And Cooper Kupp, man,
George Kittle won you a game, bro. I don't
That's know because you kept going between George Kittle and Dalton Schultz,
bro. No, I benched
every time you would take one out, the other would have a good game.
Bro, it didn't matter because I ended the season with two losses. So, like, either at the end of the day, I had a great season. It was just. Bro, Schultz ended up not having a good day that day either. You feel me? Like, bro, everybody was – Terry had a bad day. Devontae had a bad day. I was like, bro – Devontae Smith. I was like, bro, are you serious? Like, I 2,000 points in the season, not first-round exit. Are you serious? Like, that's crazy. Now I gotta, man, I'm coming.
It's like you gotta double prove yourself.
I'm coming to dominate. I'm coming to dominate the draft. I'm going to kill it.
I don't want to hear nothing. I'm woke this draft, bro. I need to know.
Right. Yeah.
I need to know the time. Fact, I'm gonna save I need your to, number, you know,
so I can call your ass when the draft.
Yeah, like I don't give a. I ain't gonna have no excuse this
year. I don't want to hear no excuses.
I'm been like
this
what?
Year. You gotta add me this year, Turner. You gotta add me.
I haven't drafted. I'm like, no.
Don't forget.
Bro, hold on. The
funny thing is, he still had a good team.
I didn't have no game plan or nothing. I just went into the draft and just did it.
I still had a good squad because I joined at the back end.
You got a great team, and you refused to trade. You refused to trade.
That's why I lost. I ain't gonna lie. You was right.
You
didn't even have to trade, bro. You had to trade one time, bro. All you had to do was give up Christian Kirk and something else for Aaron Rodgers. Like, or Marquise Brown.
I was so stubborn. I did not want
You had to give up Marquise Brown for Aaron Rodgers, bro.
I'm like, I don't want you to win. I ain't winning. Like,
that's
like,
my whole thing. Like,
he said, I ain't winning. You ain't finna win.
I don't want to give you the trade. You're going to beat me.
Hey, that's it was crazy. A lot of people that was like, you doing that, you still not going to win. I'm like, everybody not, though. Like, and we really all did. I'm like,
to me, like, as a team builder, it just made sense. Like, you have an extra receiver. This guy has a quarterback.
Both of them was kind of sometime, week to week. Like, you could put one in, and then I had Hollywood. You remember?
Check this out.
Come on, man.
Not even I'm saying this in hindsight. I was saying it in the present tense when you had the guys together.
Bro,
hold on. No, let me finish.
I know. Go ahead, bro. Keenan Allen,
Chris Godwin, Marquise Brown, Christian Kirk. You could have got rid of Christian Kirk and Marquise Brown. Receivers are a dime a dozen. Sure. Yeah, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, bro. Were they
really doing it like that? You've seen their numbers, bro. Like,
bro, I did, bro. Who's the bro? Who, first things first, Marquise Brown in a running
team.
Do you want the number one receiver for Justin Herbert who broke three records as a rookie? And you know they're in a scheme that's gonna pass the ball. Keenan Allen's gonna get the ball. You know he's gonna get the ball. Chris Godwin, he's their option on third down. He's their most reliable target on third down. You think he's not gonna PPR wise,
Mr. Speed?
He's him and Cooper Kupp PPR wise. Those guys going into last season were the guys you were looking at. So it's just like, to me, it's no brainer. Bye, Marquise. Like, bye, Aaron Rodgers. Bring it in, baby.
It wasn't just Marquise. You know they was trying to trade. Marquise, Christian Kirk.
Don't say that because
you seen the trade.
I was orchestrating the trade.
Yeah, you had George Kittle, but that's when he was hurt. I didn't trust that.
The trade for Aaron Rodgers, I was orchestrating that trade, and it came down to the simplest. It was just Aaron Rodgers for Lawrence and Brown, and you did not want to do it.
You did not want to give up two for one?
Bro, it would have been worth it.
You giving up Aaron Rodgers and what's his face for Marquise Brown?
It's just Aaron Rodgers. He's getting Aaron Rodgers for Trevor Lawrence and Marquise Brown. And hindsight,
I'm crazy. I'm like, bro.
Because to complete your team in the middle of the season, to complete your team in the middle of the season. And you can go into the wire and find another receiver. Like, who? Like, dude,
who,
like,
hey, who was really productive at the back end?
I'm in Ross St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he was on the wire in the back.
Oh, my God. He was going crazy.
Deontay Johnson, when he wasn't on the wire, though, come on. We're talking about
dude. Nah, yeah, he wasn't on the wire. Hey, Amon wasn't on the wire either because Damo was talking about him.
He wasn't on the wire because Dabs was desperate and he was trying to get into the playoffs. So he snatched him up because Khalif Raymond started to fall off.
Not giving him up either.
Amon-Ra St. Brown was on the wire until like week 8, 9. Like he was out there, bro. Not way past the deadline, but right after the deadline. He was out there for you, dude. And then I don't even remember everybody that was out there, but there were some guys out there you could have took. Either way, there's nothing wrong with a 2-for-1. Trevor Lawrence did not have a good season. Aaron Rodgers or Trevor Lawrence? For a
different pick.
Bro, and then hold on. Malcolm, how do you not do that? Okay, so basically you're telling me you wouldn't complete your team. You wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers, Keenan Allen. By the way, your running back Ezekiel Elliott. He didn't have a great season, but at least he's a quarterback.
He didn't have a great season at all.
He did not have a good season.
Aaron Rodgers,
I'm trying. Now he's telling you my real squad. Like, come on now.
I know how to trade. I'm just like him. I don't like to trade. If I'm not gonna win, I'm gonna fuck you up, and I might.
Yeah, like what? Like, yeah. Come on,
end up,
like,
I might end up on top at the end of the season or some shit. I might end up higher than you. End up in the playoffs and some shit, maybe. But I know how to trade. I know how to trade. So
there you go.
I would have wanted Aaron Rodgers.
We need Malcolm in the league. We need what?
I can say this. My first year, I was doing the same thing that you did.
Now, CMJ.
Literally,
you know.
We the first year, bro. I didn't want to trade with nobody. I think I only traded twice.
Bro, I won both my fucking leagues last year. Both of them.
I only won one league, and I didn't. And they was kind of trash. I ain't.
Nigga, like, I was crazy thing is, I won the football league. Fantasy this year and NBA fantasy this year.
Hey, I tried to do NBA, man. I could not get into it, bro.
Yeah, I can't get into NBA.
How about this? I went on a 16-game win streak. I lost the first week of the fantasy league, and then I won every week after that. So like, if it was 17 weeks in the NFL, I lost week one, and then I went on a 16-1, and I ended up going undefeated throughout the whole playoffs and everything.
I did. So I was 17 and 0 for one league, and I was 15-2 for the other one. Won the whole thing.
And them people
never picked up off the wire, huh?
Hell no.
But yeah, hey, look, hey, had, in my league, like, they had, never used to. I'm all... like, what? I got all these players on the wire? Y'all crazy. All
right, so I have to go back real quick. My bad. I was going back to I was looking at something. That's why I was quiet. And you were talking about the players on your team and not wanting to trade. And you guys know I'm a trade whore. So
yeah, we know.
You fucking shit up.
I don't give it up.
You give up the goods, bro.
No. I spread wealth throughout the
league. Oh yeah, yeah, real wealth.
I spread wealth. A lot of these. So listen, let me just give you a good example. this is the preseason power rankings post draft, and I was ranked 8th. I ranked myself 8th.
Can't be biased. Like.
Yeah, right. Listen,
bias as fuck.
Just let me read this to y'all. So I'm gonna skip the first part. Da, da, da. So
with you need to start having somebody else help you with them, man. Hey, I'm gonna be quiet. Never mind. Go ahead.
You good. I'm gonna skip the first part. With the 10th overall pick selection, with the 10th overall selection, Go Gang put together a solid roster featuring Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, Cooper Kupp, DK Metcalf, Corey Davis, Matt Ryan. That's the start.
That's kind of nice.
Right.
I said,
basically, with the 10th overall pick, I put Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, Cooper Kupp, DK Metcalf, Corey Davis, and Matt Ryan on the roster together to start, right? Those are just the biggest names I put. And then I said, since the draft, I swung a trade, sending DK, Jalen Waddle, wow, I should have kept him. DK, Jalen Waddle, DeAndre Swift, and Gerald Everett for Saquon and Julio, right? I do. That's wealth spreading. And I will give it up. You're right, I will. No homo. I'll give it up.
Man,
you feel me? Like,
okay, so we should, you know, what we should have did was we should have labeled the most dynamic trades from last year. That's what we should have did,
man.
Because some of those trades probably shaped or made how the season kind of like ended for some.
They
reason.
Most definitely did,
bro. The most dynamic to me is to me. Hold on. To me, like it's the
got me the chip.
Hell no! The trade that you
pulled off with Aris, one of them, that was the trade that changed everything for you. When you were able to get off of, you got off of Tyreek. You know, you got off of Tyreek.
You got off of Tyreek and two other, like, kind of sort of okay guys, and you got back. Oh, who did you get back, bro? You got back. Oh, not Waller. I think you got back Justin. Did you get back Justin Jefferson in that deal?
I got Justin Jefferson you got that deal.
And you got James Robinson.
Zach Ertz. James Robinson, got, who ended up getting hurt.
You, echo, echo. Benton.
Echo, echo. Like,
that shit worked out for me.
Nah, yeah, that was the trade. I mean, that was the trade. That tire, whatever you gave up, I think you gave up, like, Tony Pollard or something. I don't remember, bro. You gave up some. And we let that go. We approved it. Like, we was like, oh, yeah, this ain't nothing. That right there changed everything.
Nothing but a ring.
And I'm over here trying to – I'm over here like, do I want to – y'all don't understand everything
hey, I was hey, we, going hey, through. We approved that so fast, too.
But
I never even looked at it, I don't think. I think I barely looked at it. I'm like, all
right. I'm just looking at my squad, too, right now. This is fucking terrible.
I know I've been doing a lot of talking. I just want to express the feelings of having – the number one running back and wide receiver, the practically the entire season, and just having it in that way. And this crazy part is, it's not like I had the number one running back and number one wide receiver. First, number one in fantasy for throughout the year. Like that's monumental. That's 1-2. Both those guys played all the games. That's unprecedented.
Some of my players at the back end of the season, and
but the crazy part is like, okay, my team on paper is great. Like I picked up Leonard Fournette; he was a top five back.
He was fire.
He was doing cool up until the end when he got hurt.
That was the trade.
That was like the last 2 weeks of the season, or something like that.
No, that was like the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season. I got him.
He still had
four or five for sure.
But
kept him, man.
The crazy part is, I'm just saying, like, with Herbert and everything, you know, I'm sitting there like, dude, I got these players I can really flip, and I don't need to. Like, I just don't. Mm-hmm. And it's very disappointing because I couldn't really figure out the tight end situation when I was able to figure it out.
Oh, who you had a tight end?
I had Dalton Schultz and George Kittle.
But he had Dalton Schultz before George Kittle, you know, well, because George Kittle was hurt in the beginning.
I acquired Dalton Schultz when he was a top five tight end in fantasy. And he was a top five tight end for like 4 weeks.
And I think I was the only one pushing. Every week we was talking about that.
Bro, I could not get Dalton Knox. No. Who I got? I got I had Pitts.
I had Darren Waller.
I had freaking Darren Cook. Waller
for Zach Ertz and Pat Freiermuth. And I was speaking heavily on Pat Freiermuth the whole season too.
That was the trade, CMJ. I think you wanted Jared Cook in that trade when you had sent to me for George Kittle, and he was hurt. That was when Jared.
I got rid of Waller and Zoe.
I think I was just trying to get Keenan Allen. You feel me? That's who I
was. Oh yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I was trying to have Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, Jonathan Taylor. Like I was trying to.
Yeah,
have
exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. I can't let you do that.
Terry McLaurin on the bench. Like,
I can't let you do that.
Bro, to be honest, that's what happened the last 3 weeks. Like the 3 weeks leading up to the trading deadline, that's what happened, bro. I was trying to flip Devontae Smith and one of these top eight tight ends, which somebody needed. They needed, and nobody.
Yeah, somebody did need a tight end. I remember that too.
Nobody was trying to complete my overwhelming championship squad because I was already busting ass, and everybody was just too scared. I'll say how it is. Everybody was scared.
That's not really scared. That's just a smart move.
Yeah, nah. You can say it's smart. You made the smart move out of fear.
Everybody kept telling me they were scared of you, Charlie. I'm not even gonna lie. They kept saying you fucking shit up with the trades and your squad is killer. I'm like, damn.
You feel me? And it goes without saying.
Who was gassing? Hey, no. Who gassed you right now?
I'm gonna need some names.
Who was gassing?
Trey was gassing. It was the truth. You feel me? I'm not gonna lie.
You was messing up the trades because you was like orchestrating a whole nother team too. Like, let's throw it out there.
I wasn't messing up trades. I wasn't, bro. Y'all was sitting. Like, I vetoed so many trades y'all were sending to that team. I'm talking
about the team that you was orchestrating. What about that one?
And I'm telling you, I vetoed so many trades that you guys were sending to that team because y'all was trying to get over. Like, I'm stupid, bro. If I'm running the team, you think I'm going to let you get over on the team? Y'all trying to send
the separate team, right?
Y'all was trying to get Kyle Pitts for Kadarius Toney. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Like, you think I'm just gonna let you do that? Like, I don't care if I'm running another team.
It's not the computer on that, end, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. That's what it's not. That's right. That's what it's not. Oh, man,
I would have traded you, Charlie. I would have traded you for sure. Cause I was going. That was my problem last year with my tight ends. I had fucking Pitts and Knox.
You feel me?
Knox is fucking me up when he broke his hand. I was like, oh, it ain't nothing. Except for this little, it ain't nothing today. It was all chill.
I don't know. I'm about to work it out again this year. I'm about to get some top receivers and backs all over again, tight ends. I mean, I literally had like top 10 everything.
I think that's defense, what I'm going for or had this a, year. I had I'm going to be like running back defense. And receiver heavy.
For most of the year, I had the number one defense. Like, what? Or at least top three. The Patriots were top three Patriots in fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was like, the Patriots, the Bills, and...
Like, literally, wasn't I could do the no Bucks?
Was it the Buccaneers?
Because I remember having
No, it was not the Buccaneers. No, they fell off last year.
They did fall off, but they was doing solid.
The Cowboys were top five.
Cowboys defense.
Oh, yeah, that was number one.
I don't think
Cowboys defense is going off.
Cowboys was number one.
I don't think they were number one.
They fucked up at the end. Look, this is weird.
To the fucking stupid ass.
Yeah,
how do you beast, man?
Cowboys week, but yeah,
Tyler Lockett, Deontay Johnson, and Justin
Jefferson. Need to win a ring or something,
man. I'm about to let y'all get up out of here, man.
I had the Eagles defense, the Bengals defense. This is terrible.
80 minutes out of
here. Bears defense.
Hey, the Bengals defense was kind of solid.
It was. Raiders defense is solid too, on the lowest key.
You need anything else from me?
No, I'm good.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, who y'all quarterbacks y'all taking in the draft?
I'm looking at Herbie again. My boy Jay Herbo.
Herb Burrow.
Jay Herbo.
Ryan, Josh Allen.
That's way too many. Hold on. What the fuck? Charlie, you said Herbo and who?
I'm looking at Jay Herbo. I'm looking at Russell Wilson, not even gonna lie. I'm looking at I'm on the lowest key. I'm looking at Jameis. I'm looking at Jameis, man. I like that Chris Olave. I like that. I hope Kamara come back. I hope MT comes back. Jameis can really be a hot commodity in fantasy.
I noticed you skipped out on Mike Thomas again.
He sure did.
And said the rookie.
He was Chris Olave.
Bro, I did not. I did.
No I did, praise for you.
I did not. Did I not just say, I hope Mike Thomas comes back? Did I just say that?
You know what? Maybe it was the energy behind it. It didn't feel like he was.
Yeah, didn't feel like you wanted him. You didn't mean that. He didn't mean it at all.
I just don't care.
As a contingency.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Who your quarterback you taking? Cause I'm gonna be in this shit. So I'm trying to fuck y'all up already.
Oh yeah, I ain't saying nothing there. What?
Going with Burrow or Herbert, Matt Ryan.
Damn.
Colin Kaepernick.
A good one, hey man.
No, I'll throw y'all
the confidence.
It'll be Trey Lance. I like Trey Lance. Not rookie year, but second year, yeah. They gonna get rid of Jimmy G.
I'm gonna have Trey Lance on the bench
with the broken finger and all.
Damn, what'd he say?
He said with the broken finger and all.
I know how this is gonna sound, but I would take Trey Lance over Lamar.
Oh,
really?
Nah.
No, not in fantasy. I'm straight. Yeah. Homie on that. $20 cap.
That's
$20.
That's
$15.
No, that's that $50.
See.
And you gotta pay taxes and fees since we in the white area.
Oh yeah, that's how I know you're gonna get that week. You paying taxes on it, you getting that week. That shit that look like it's fire, but it smell like it's crop dust. Man.
Nobody said Mahomes.
Cause that's a little obvious. He's gonna have a good year.
Wait. But he was doing awful in the beginning of last year.
Yeah, but
it wasn't his fault. It was receiver's fault too. But still, he was doing ass, and I had him. And he was fucking my shit up.
But you can rely on Mahomes. To be honest, you can rely on Mahomes.
Deontay Johnson was dropping everything too, though.
He was.
Like, who are you guys expecting to not have a good season?
As a person or a team?
As a player.
That's what I meant. As a player. I don't like Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to stick with him as my number one.
Oh, shit. I didn't think he was going to go that long. Damn.
Damn, he had no filter.
Maybe in another year or two, but nah, he ain't going nowhere. Same thing as he's like another Drew Lock or some shit.
I guess he lined up the same way.
Both of them niggas.
I'm putting a little respect on his name. He came from Clemson. You know, Drew Lock, I don't know where he came from.
Bro, it's so many players. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but just so many. I'm sitting here thinking about so many players that I can name off the top of my dome. Not even just quarterbacks, but like running backs, receivers. Like, bro, who?
Christian Kirk.
I mean, okay, he just named the Jaguars.
I don't think Derek Carr is gonna do as good.
You said he said Derek Carr.
Shit. Yeah, he said he don't think Derek Carr will have a good season.
He improves every year. I can't argue with him.
I think Daniel Jones will fail to shine once again. I think Carson Wentz is going to be such a huge question mark, and it makes me mad because I am a big Logan Thomas fan, and he was actually having a great season before he got hurt last year. Again,
Carson Wentz is
going to
be what he always is.
Yeah, that's what I'm watching now. Keep my boy J.D. McKissick on the bench.
He had 1,000-yard season last year, though.
Who?
Antoine Gibson.
Oh, Antonio.
Antonio.
Oh, who's Antoine?
Hey, all right, look, hear me out. This might—I don't know if this might sound stupid, it might not. But like, how y'all feel before I get into my question? Like, how y'all feel about Malik Willis? Y'all think he should have been the first quarterback going out or not?
Honestly, I don't feel like.
Oh, you think he's ready for the NFL?
No.
Everyone keep telling me they don't think he's ready because I was mad that we didn't pick him. I'm not gonna lie.
As much as people feel like he's ready and all that, he not even. None of the quarterbacks out this year was.
I feel like the dude from Cincinnati, he had the most like chip on his shoulder type of attitude to him. Well, I would have let you know. Yeah, I would have took him first. But Kenny Pickett, he for sure could get NFL ready in about, like how you said, a year or two. Like, you know, give it a year or two, he could fit into a scheme easy. But Willis got the best talent.
Okay. I just want to say, go ahead.
But he's not NFL ready.
Ready, right.
All right, so like, here go my question now.
Hold on, Malcolm. I just want to say.
Don't cut my question off.
Well, I just want to comment on what you said too. Like, bro, can I time in for me? But Makai, bro, I don't know. You might have to take your earphones in and put them back in or something.
Yeah. Right,
You sound like this. Like, that's how you sound. Son. Hey, so, like, I wanted to say, yeah, Kenny Pickett, listen, while they're trying to build that offensive line, I think you'll have a solid first year if he just does throw it down to Najee, feel me, dump it out to Deontay, throw it deep to Chase, maybe, you know, every once in a while, obviously he'll have a better arm than Ben.
But you don't need a runner as well. And we never had runners.
That's great. So, listen, I think Kenny Pickett, actually, I think he might be underrated fantasy quarterback. I think keeping him on a roster might be pertinent. Seriously, like, think about the season Ben Roethlisberger had with Najee. And if you don't have a good offensive line, you're going to be checking it out to Najee. Like, that, you, think about it. Quarterback's best friend, running back, tight end. You got a good tight end, too. Pat Freiermuth shot off last year. Just ask Mekhi. So, honestly, you got all the weapons you need. Just need an offensive line. And you got a good receiving back to double down. So, and you have legs. Kenny Pickett is due for – he's in for a good season. Okay, if he's not Mitchell Trubisky type. So,
go ahead.
Hold on.
I feel that. I like
that. I forgot he was on the roster.
I did too.
He ain't that bad. He's, I don't like him, but he ain't that bad.
Hey, boo boo.
He had that one game where he threw 6 tutties, and that was pretty impressive. From an ass nigga, from a nigga that sucks, it was pretty impressive.
I think Nick Mullins got a game with 5 touchdowns too, but I mean, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, you wouldn't expect that.
I'm saying everybody who back has a good game. You feel me?
Yeah, what about Fitzmagic?
Oh, come on now.
Fitzmagic coming some shit here and there.
No. But Ryan Fitzpatrick has my respect. Like, he has my respect.
He got everybody respect.
He got everybody fucking respect.
Yeah, so.
He one of the best backups ever, him and Foles.
That's a tough comparison right there. All right,
here go my question. My question was, because the Steelers have took – we took Kenny, and then we took another quarterback. We took 2 quarterbacks before Malik got taken. And everyone saying how those were Kenny and Malik were the top number 1 and 2 picks. And we picked the number 6 quarterback. So I'm thinking, like, wouldn't it make sense to take the number 1 and 2 quarterback and have them battle it out? Instead of getting the number 1 quarterback and then going to pick the number 6 quarterback or whatever number.
Well, you know, you can't keep selecting quarterbacks. Like,
that's what that's what they picked. They picked 2 quarterbacks back to back. Yeah,
in the first and second round.
Yeah, I believe so.
Nah,
yeah, I don't believe that. First and second round.
Let me see.
Yeah, I believe that. Just type in Steelers draft.
Hold on. Let me recheck that for you.
Because if that's the case, I definitely see what Malcolm's talking about. All right, so
Kenny Pickett, then George Pickens. Nah.
Those are the first 1 and 2?
Yeah. Y'all got a wide receiver. Yeah, that big wide receiver. I know him. And then y'all got a defensive end, wide receiver. Y'all got a defensive end in the 3rd round. Wide receiver, Memphis, Calvin Austin. Y'all got him.
Oh, Chris Aladukin, whatever his name is.
Let me see. When did y'all pick him up? Let me see. That was the 4th round pick. 6th round pick was the tight end. 7th round pick. Oh, y'all got him away in the 7th round. Come on. Yeah, he ain't there. Yeah. He can battle it out with himself. Somewhere. He ain't battling with nobody.
All right, so like we could have. So say, why would we pick him up though?
Literally teams. You pick up the best player available.
I want to say something next.
But go ahead.
Why would they pick him up? Because they just drafted a rookie in the 1st round, and Mitchell Trubisky's on the roster. Like, might as well add another unproven talent at this point. Like, you never. I'm just saying. Like, they all gonna be battling.
I mean, it's way in the 7th round, bro.
But with Tom Brady 6th round pick, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Russell Wilson was taken in the 3rd round, 4th round. Dak Prescott, even though he's not big time, 4th round pick. He's solid quarterback. I'm just saying. Like, you ain't got to be no 1st round, but you can be late, right? You never know.
This is a 7th rounder. CMJ.
Tom Brady went in the 6th round.
Mm-hmm. What was that? 100? Another number 100 or something?
I'm saying, bro. Anything is possible.
Did he go 241st overall? That's damn near last pick. That's damn near last pick. I'm just saying. I mean, not trying to throw no dirt on my boy's name or anything. But I'm just saying. That's damn near. You know? I get it. Tom Brady.
Hey.
Hey, check this out. I'm gonna let y'all get up out of here. I'm gonna go up in there, but we gotta do some more football. I'm done with the basketball. I'm over that shit. On me.
Oh man, man. I said I'm not doing it.
I'm ready to dive back into football because you see how deep we get. Like, oh me, this shit.
I play basketball. I don't know.
Yeah, you suck at basketball.
Fuck you, nigga. All team defense. Fuck.
That must mean he played football.
First team all defense. Football. But honestly, Malcolm, I'll shift you, so you're not
really liar. Sure. What the fuck?
Bro, just ask Daz and David what happened to them today when they stepped on the
field. That's them. They don't got defense.
All right. Yeah, actually, I feel me. Like, you skinny like them. You supposed to be able to be fast and shifty.
I'm not skinny.
All right, bro. When I score on you,
that fast, CMJ. You might get strapped by me. Bro.
I got Charlie trying to use his body and get niggas.
You know, that's,
it's really all right, bro.
You're not all using right. nobody, bro.
Charlie right, trying to use his body on niggas.
I'm too strong, bro.
The last time you played with me, Malcolm, was like a year ago, bro. Like, honestly, hey, like, I see you play. I got a strap.
He's slim, bro. He ain't using no body. He can't. Yeah, he for sure ain't backing down.
All right. I got a strap. Just now. Pull up for the midi.
No. Charles still got a strap. He got a strap. On defense, Charles got a strap.
I got a strap on offense. You know how to
stay in front of a defense, but on offense, I don't know about you getting passing, nigga.
Oh, but I got a strap, so you have to come out. When you come out, it's a wrap. Get by you. You're not gonna be able to stop me if I get by you. You feel me? I'm big. You're not gonna be able to block my shot.
But I got hops. I get over you.
All right, bro.
Before the ball's even released.
Bro, I'm so skilled, bro. I'm not even like trying to gas myself. Like, I really like do the jump fake. I'll stop, pause, get you in the air. Like, bro, I'm telling you. See, that's the
thing. I've been playing with the Daz and them. They've been, what's his name? Sellers. They've been coming out here teaching me to stop jumping early.
Bro, I just cooked Daz, bro.
I don't jump no more.
Ask Daz, bro. I cooked him.
He said, I don't jump no more.
Oh, God. I used to jump. What?
As David too. In the air. David taller and longer than you. He got cooked today. The niggas got cooked. Just let you know. He got cooked.
What David you talking about?
David skinny though. He don't got no. I mean, you can back him down. You can.
What David you talking about, CMJ?
It's not no David you know, bro. I'm not to be like that. Yeah, just that, bro. And David skinny and I wasn't backing him down. Nigga, I was getting to the lane on that nigga, finishing on that nigga. Yeah, wasn't no backing down.
I wish I would have seen that.
Yeah, oh yeah, I wish you did too. I mean, them niggas reverse left. Them niggas fouling me. Them niggas like, bro, how he make that on me? Ask them niggas. Yeah, ask them niggas on me. I'm fat Kyrie.
That's what I be telling niggas to do a reverse everything. You're going to get fouled.
I'm fat Kyrie.
Ugh, hell no.
Yeah, nigga. All right, nigga.
I got to play. We ain't played in over damn near a year or two. I don't know for sure.
I'll skunk you, bro. You would not score.
Crazy.
You would not score, bro. Pop out. You would not score.
All right, we got to get this going then. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'll get on you, boy. All right, bro. I'm finna get out of here.
All right, bet.
Good night, man. I appreciate you coming out.
Always, G.
Yeet.
Yeet.